Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
The government is corrupt. To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
So, what are all you biology and political science and psychology people doing here? It was the late 1970s, a critical time for population control worldwide. The environmental movement had spawned concerns about a growing population crisis throughout the globe, and in this country, teenage pregnancy rates were nearing all-time highs. Lori Zabin, using her research as well as her clinical background, created a groundbreaking program that linked clinics to high schools to provide health care for young women at risk. The program became a national model and brought Lori Zabin, former English literature scholar, to national attention as an expert on teenage pregnancy. In 1997, Dr. Zabin got a call from a friend in Seattle about a potential funding source for an organization that would focus on international population and reproductive health. Bill and Melinda Gates agreed to meet with Lori Zabin and her colleagues at Johns Hopkins, and they came away impressed. In 1998, Dr. Zabin became the founding director of the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population Control, with a mission to help developing countries create their own reproductive health policies and programs. It's my privilege to introduce to you an activist, an educator, the recipient of the 2008 AAVC Award for Distinguished Achievement, Lori Schwab-Zabin.
Thanks a lot. You have just given my speech. I'm delighted to be here, and it is not population control. That's a naughty word these days. It is the Bill and Melinda Gates Institute for Population and Reproductive Health, and it's based in the school, and of course I stayed on as its founding director.
Yeah, that's a naughty word. Don't say population control after it's already been named that, and you're getting an award for doing that. We'll call it health. That's what we'll call it. Don't you love it? Anyway, welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hello.
Wow. Listening to the press conference that they are having right now. Oh, my gosh. We have the most bought and sold governor. We have Dr. Angela Dumb from the CDC. Mm-hmm. We have these individuals in Utah that are selling us on the fact that our whole area is absolutely infected with a disease, and oh my gosh, we're all going to die. And so they are putting new restrictions on social gatherings. Oh, let me make sure I say this right. This is their new press conference going on right now. Their new restrictive guidelines for the entire state. And it doesn't matter what kind of transmission level you have.
Yep. Could be zero.
It could be zero. They want to restrict your social gatherings. You know, where you gather with family, you know, like for the holidays coming up, where you gather with family. And to, like, you know, in high transmission areas, 10 or under, 20 or under, you can't have a gathering of what, over 25? Even 50, you cannot do that. Your social gatherings are different than your public gatherings, and you better be masked up to the hilt no matter where you live in the state of Utah. Yeah. It's disgusting what's going on. It's disgusting. The play for power. And what did Herbert say? What did he say? Oh yeah, that's right. He said that they're going to tread water on this and keep this going until the vaccine comes out. And guess who's in charge of that? Population control. Do you feel good right now? I'm so sick right now. I literally, when I was listening to this news conference as we were coming onto the show, I just looked over at Uncle Milty and I'm like, we're so screwed. we don't even understand what they don't even get what they're doing. I'm sorry, are people dying left and right in the state of Utah? Over 3 million people, 3.1 million people, and how many people? We're not even up to last year's flu level. I don't even know what to say. What a crock. Listen to this. Listen to this.
Rather than focusing all the what to do's and what not to do's, we're focusing on key principles, as I've explained earlier.
They're not principles in anything.
There's a lot more expectation and burden placed upon businesses and upon individuals. So here's the basic restrictions and the recommendations when we look at them at play.
By the way, now you know why Safe Utah Chamber of Commerce rushed out to do Safe Utah and award those businesses and give them a little placard for, you know, doing the Heil Hitler to the chamber. Here you go.
Play. First of all, there's a focus on masks. And mask being required, which are based on the level of transmission in your area. In general, we ask that masks be worn no matter what the transmission level in your area.
At this particular
mandate. Stage in the virus. We are trying to
Any
work
public
through
gathering.
The life cycle of this virus. And because of where we are, we're asking that masks be implemented wherever possible.
Oh, by the way, did we also say we're 9 months into this? Oh, okay. Yeah, 9 months into this. And the death rate is 0.0 what?
Six.
Okay.
We ask this because they help, just simply put. So the scientific evidence
really?
Shows us that mask
scientific
wearing
evidence?
Significantly reduces the transmission of the COVID-19.
Really? Does that really help? Huh. Interesting. Here we go.
For now, masks are required across all transmission levels when attending events of public gathering. So, for example, like a theater, a sporting event, a live concert, or a wedding.
A mask
anywhere
mandate.
Where people congregate together for an event, masks are required across all levels. Additionally, in counties designated as high transmission areas, masks are required in public indoor settings and outdoor when physical distancing is difficult to maintain or not feasible. For example, this would be like at a store or the library.
Wow.
In contrast to what I've just stated earlier, where all people would be required to wear them at events where groups of people gather together.
Can you believe
this? So in counties
this?
That are designated as moderate or low areas, transmission areas, masks are still strongly encouraged at this point in the pandemic. And county executives are empowered to require masks on their own with a consultation with the local health officers. So in addition to mask requirements that were already in place prior to today's announcement, Those will remain in place. This includes mask requirements in Grand County, Salt Lake County, Summit County, and Utah County. It also includes the requirement of K-12 schools and
of
the
course.
Mask requirement in state-owned buildings. There's been a lot of talk about masks in the last 2 minutes. Because masks are an easy step, an easy tactic to make a big difference on
oh
the virus
gosh.
And the spread in the community.
What a lie.
So secondly, there's a large emphasis on this new system on controlling the spread at casual social gatherings. I would tell you that this is a very large problem in our state.
Really?
And a casual social gathering
We're
refers
dying,
to the wonderful
apparently.
And important gatherings of family and friends. This includes hanging out with groups of your high school or college friends. Basically, gatherings that don't have establishment or organizational oversight. These are different
government
from public
oversight.
Gatherings, which include venues such as movie theaters, performing venues, concerts, weddings, sporting events, and religious services. Those are referred to separately as public gatherings. So in my remarks, you'll hear a reference to social gatherings, casual social gatherings, and public gatherings. And these are defined as I've just stated.
Thank goodness it knows the difference between public and social gatherings. You know, when you get together with your buddies versus, you know, going to church. That's interesting. You sick of this yet? You sick of the control they're trying to get? Wow, this is amazing.
So we believe that casual social gatherings, as I've defined them, are responsible for a significant amount of the spread that we're currently experiencing.
Even though there's no evidence for that. Not a stitch.
So we're trying to focus on those types of venues or environments. We have to start thinking about these smaller casual gatherings a little differently. While it may be true that in casual social gatherings, we're usually among trusted loved ones and friends, the virus knows no boundaries. And because we let down our guard in these settings, it's a popular point of viral spread.
Really? And there's not 1 ounce of evidence for that. Isn't that amazing? Here you go.
Wow.
The virus doesn't care how much we love to be around each other and how much fun we want to have.
No, it only cares if you know, go to a riot or go to church. It just knows when to peg you. Oh, that's good. I love this.
This is why under the new system we're announcing today, there's such an emphasis in this category. So far we've got masks and casual social gatherings as key areas of emphasis. Casual social gatherings are limited to the following sizes.
Here you go.
In counties designated as high transmission, casual social gatherings, as I've defined them, are limited to 10 or fewer people. You have to ask the question, our goal is not to separate families or friends or to remove fun and social things that are so important to humanity.
These guys are
our
disgusting.
Our focus is right now during this pandemic to make an adjustment because it makes a difference for our long-term future.
Oh.
In counties designated as moderate transmission, these gatherings are limited to 25 or fewer, unless masks are worn. And in counties designated as low transmission, these gatherings are limited to 50 or fewer.
We're moderate.
Unless masks are worn.
Yeah, 25
Again,
or more.
Casual social gatherings are...
If you want to get together... Here, I'll finish that sentence.
Unless masks are worn.
If you want to get together with 26 of your friends or family, like let's say, you know, for Thanksgiving or Halloween, you're not allowed to? Oh, you guys, I certainly hope you're not going to listen to this garbage and actually do it. I can't even imagine giving them... This is such garbage. You would never believe that we had a conservative state. Not anymore. It's out the window. This is garbage. What a disgusting governor. What a disgusting Angela Dumb. What a disgusting crew of people we have at the helm. I'm just sick. I'm sick for Utah. I really am. There's something really wrong with us. That we're going along with this? Oh my gosh. I'm embarrassed. We are mini California. And not even Orange County. At least Orange County is fighting back against their governor and not paying attention and totally ignoring him. Oh my gosh. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. New restrictions for the state of Utah? Other states are going away from the mask. No, not us. Not us. We're embracing the mask. In fact, there are new rules for social engagements, for people getting together and, with family and friends. And basically a mask mandate through the state without saying it.
Well, it
all
is
public gatherings.
Yeah. It is the holiday season coming up. We want to ruin that pretty good for everybody.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. I'm so sick right now. I'm so sick. I don't even know. I don't even know how I'm going to address this without just going off. Okay, so you can call up 888-673-1450, and I'm so without words. Okay, we're going to take your call in just a moment. I also wanted to mention Wednesday night at the Red Lion. Morgan Philpott will be here, courtesy of our Citizens for a Constitutional Government, talking about suing the governor. Oh, please, 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 can we? And we need this more than ever. Wednesday night, 7 p.m., Red Lion, be there. I don't even know what else to say. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kate. It's Seth Wallace from Utah Standard News.
Hi there.
Yep. Hey, I would second that Morgan show, Morgan event. You go see that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm taking a late lunch today, and I happened to tune you in when I heard that drone. Who was that guy?
Who was that?
I can't find out.
I can't find out either.
Well, I mean, he's like an automated and artificial intelligent person.
Yeah. Exactly. I just haven't gone back to look, but I will find that name for you before the hour's out.
But I tuned him in when he said, stay away from social gatherings that are not government authorized.
Yes.
Blew my eyeballs out when that. I mean, you remember that Staley Farm thing we had for Pioneer
Day?
Yes,
yes.
Over at least 5,000 people were over that, and people said, oh, we're all going to die. And 3 and 4 weeks later, there was the lowest rate of quote-unquote infections since the beginning of this thing. Absolutely bullcrap.
Yep.
You know, I don't know where they get these figures from. I mean, they just pull them out of the air and make them up, and you have to wonder why.
Right.
Why are they freaking doing this?
You know what? Yeah. It's so pathetic. It's so sickening when other states are finally figuring this out and they're stepping away from it, and our state globs onto it. And like Herbert told us, we're going to tread water on this and keep this going until that vaccine comes out. He is so bought and sold. It's just disgusting. And I'm so embarrassed for him to be our governor. Same with Cox, who will be our governor. Same exact thing. It's just sick. Sickening.
Yeah, well, it used to be flatten the curve, and now it's no cases at all.
Yeah.
That seems to be their strategy.
Now it's just...
Look at DeSantis in Florida.
Right.
I mean, we know they're going to have some more COVID cases, but they're not going to stop them anyway. So let's get the economy going on.
Yeah, it's not flatten the curve. It's basically flatten the truth. And that's what is exactly going on here. And it's disgusting. And I hope,
run over the truth.
You know what? I hope people are going to call it out. I hope people will ignore it like they are in California. They're ignoring their governor. And guess what? You're going to find all over the state are signs saying get rid of their governor. And you know what? All he's doing is asking for it, and we all know that Cox is right behind him going to do the same exact things. It's really pathetic.
Yeah, and you know Morgan's doing that lawsuit against Governor Herbert for his despotic actions, violation of our civil rights. He's going to win that thing.
Yep.
He's not a defense lawyer, but he's a constitution lawyer. He knows the law.
Yeah.
I mean, there isn't another person in the state that would do that. Good for him.
Yes.
People come by and see him when he's here in town.
Absolutely.
Hey,
7 p.m. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. 7 p.m. Red Lion this week, tomorrow night. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Wouldn't you think that if the masks worked, we wouldn't have the peak in numbers?
You would think, right?
We've been wearing masks since, what, May?
Every
college campus requires it. All the schools require it. The stores require it.
Yep.
So if they were working, we wouldn't have peak in numbers.
Yeah.
I haven't worn a mask during this whole thing, and I haven't died yet.
I know. And you know what? How many deaths do we have? The death rate is still almost incalculable. You can't even calculate it. It's so low on the scale. It doesn't even come in at 0.5%. Nothing. Not even close.
This is the biggest sham perpetrated on the American people. It's
Amen.
Ridiculous.
Amen, brother. Thank you. Appreciate that. I know. I'm with you. Biggest sham ever perpetuated on the American people. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. What we're experiencing here, I realized yesterday, is a mass insanity event.
Mm-hmm.
And people were made so afraid, and fear is a choice. You know, danger is real, but fear is a choice, and everybody has chose to be afraid of the virus. They've chosen to be afraid of the government, and this can only border on some form of insanity.
Yeah.
Because it shouldn't be happening still. I mean, all the numbers, all the figures, everything indicates that this is such a false dialogue, and yet people are clinging to it.
Yep.
I don't get it.
I don't either, but we just have to absolutely 100% ignore it. Because otherwise we're giving this power, and they don't have the power to do this.
So, absolutely.
Yeah. He cannot be the state. He is not the agent of the state. He cannot just decide.
Well, he thinks he is.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Thank you. I really appreciate the call. Just, it's so wrong. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Kate, I have a question. I'm a scientist, but to be very blunt, I'm wondering, as we're entering the H1N1, the typical influenza flu that we get from November to March, mm-hmm. we've never done social distancing. Mm-mm. We've never wore masks.
Nope.
We've never promoted hygiene. And that virus has a fatality rate killing between 30 and 50,000 people per year. So with
more
the fatality
that.
Rate mm-hmm. with the coronavirus lower, why are we so excited?
Yeah. Right.
Has anybody addressed that question? I mean, are we going to start now every November through March?
I think so. I do. I think so. And they're going to encourage the vaccination coming from the very guy who ran the population control institute that they changed to Health Reproduction Institute. It's amazing to me that nobody, that this state would actually go along with this.
You're
Thank
really,
you. Really appreciate the call.
The caller yeah. really isn't asking the important question.
What's that?
The important question is, what if it's your grandmother that gets it?
Oh my gosh. So they just went mask mandate in Utah without
yeah.
saying it.
Yeah.
All public spaces, doesn't matter if you're in the Sesame Street color of green, orange, red, doesn't matter. Masks in every social setting, stores, you name it.
Businesses have to sign yep. a pledge.
Yep, businesses sign a pledge. Thanks, Safe Utah. Wow, what would we do without you, Chamber of Commerce? Going along with this, hook, line, and sinker. It's nonsense. The overall death rate, 0.06. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
can't
0.06%.
Even.
0.06%. Oh. That's just over one half of mm-hmm. 1%.
Do you want to know that since 1855, with all of the so-called diseases that we had, do you know with pneumonia, it was virtually like the same death rate as we have now? Yeah, nothing has really changed that much. It's very, very interesting. And here we are. Here we are, very, very low death rate. In fact, it's only at 6%, says the CDC. 6% of what they say the number is. And our state, our piece of work governor, and his little protege, Spencer Cox, want to take away your freedom to congregate with your family and your neighbors. For a wedding, for a funeral, for any kind of event that you want to have friends over, a barbecue, doesn't matter. They want to go in with the arm of the law and prevent you from getting together with your family and friends whom you choose to associate with. And require masks at every social gathering within the state. And what is our, oh my gosh, my head is just, and what is our death rate?
0.06.
Could it be any lower?
Well, it could be. It could be 0.04.
And we're going to put up with this. Are we? We're going to ignore it? I'm so sickened, you guys. I just don't even know what to say anymore about this governor. He's so bought and sold and corrupt and everyone's going along with it. Everyone. And I'm horrified. I'm horrified for our state right now. I'm horrified for all the states having to endure governors like this. It's so sad to me. I don't even know what to say anymore other than we're in a world of hurt. And, you know, the Supreme Court still trying to tell the governor that of Michigan, she can't just ignore him. unconstitutional. Michigan Supreme Court denies Governor Whitmer's request for the extension of those pandemic executive powers. Yet she's just continuing on. It's the people that give these governors the power. They're not playing flatten the curve. They're playing flatten the truth. That's exactly what's going on here. I'm just, what do you say when your governor is completely unhinged and such an embarrassment and you just are without words 9.5 months into this? 9.5 months in, and this is where we're at. Health department gets to call the shots for a .0 anything. I don't care if we're stubbing toes or being hit by lightning or have some wicked venereal disease. 0.05 of anything, 0.06 of anything is absolutely asinine. I don't, it's just so bizarre to me that this is going on right now. They just did a press conference limiting all your social gatherings for the holidays. How do you feel about that, Utah, in the land of big families? Big families. And limiting? Are you kidding me? They're going to tell you how many people you can invite into your private space, into your home. And like he said on the press conference, yeah, you know, we're not trying to kill the fun or not have you gather with people you love, but 10 or more high risk area, can't have 10 or more, can't have 25 or more in a moderate area. I'm considered a moderate area. You can't have 26 friends over. You can only have 25 or under. Because, you know, COVID's so smart, so smart. And and if you're in a green area, 50, can't have 51 people over your house or to a wedding or to a funeral. But it's a green area. It's considered low risk. It doesn't matter, they just said. It doesn't matter. You're going to do what we say, Utah. You're going to do everything we say. And you're going to limit anything that you want to do in your family or for your social situation. You're not allowed, Utah. And we don't care what the risk level is. I'm so sickened. I'm so embarrassed. I can't even wrap my brain around. No, can't even do it. Disgusting, Governor. Disgusting, Lieutenant Governor. Disgusting. Anyway, be right back. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Make sure you go over to Tropical Pool and Spa. Make sure you get a hot tub there, from Bullfrog Hot Tub. They have a great deal right now, 0% financing. It'll help take your stress away when you're dealing with our governor. And also, I just absolutely love my Bullfrog Spa. So make sure that you are getting one for your home. And as they seek to squelch our freedom more and more, your home needs to be a little heaven on earth. And I would highly recommend you making sure that you have many things to do at your home. Tropical Pool and Spa is just awesome. Fiberglass Pool and Spa. Go to Tropical. 40 years of experience. You just cannot go wrong. And make sure you go to Auto Body ABC. They do a tremendous job on your vehicle auto body. They really do. These people that I represent on the show, they're just so amazing. And I would tell anyone to go to them. If you get in an accident, you can choose your provider. Choose ABC, Auto Body Central. They're that good. So the governor just put out a mask mandate for the state without saying mask mandate.
Mm-hmm.
How do you guys feel about that? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
Are you?
Good. How are you? Go right ahead.
Excellent. Hey, first off, I want to thank you for all you do and all the tireless hours you spend on our behalf.
Oh, thanks.
No, it's greatly appreciated.
Thank you.
Couple points. I was watching high schoolers come out of a store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember which one, but they all had their mask on. They were outside, you know, and they were talking about their bright colors and, you know, writings on their mask. And my thought was, this is becoming a fashion statement.
It is.
It's becoming fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
And with all the new businesses that are popping up with, you know, hand sanitizer and masks.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw an infomercial for a mask that you can open up, eat, and it closes.
Yeah. Yep.
If we do not get our youth to change their mindset, this is never going away.
I know. You're exactly
right. It's becoming part of their fashion. They're styling their outfit, and they're matching their mask to it.
Yeah.
And the second thought I had, Kate, was I was in the Trump train rally on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So there were no masks. Are they going to arrest every one of those people that were at the Trump train rally?
Yeah, right.
Or ticket all of it?
They're having another one coming up, and please do not wear
a mask.
Yep. Ignore this, Governor.
I'm going to that one, too. But
yep.
So what are they going to do with half the citizens of the city are at the Trump rally?
I know. You're exactly right. We need a new mantra, and that is ignore your governor. Ignore your corrupt governor. And I really do hope
people ignore.
I do. California's doing that. San Diego, Orange County, they're absolutely ignoring their Governor Gruesome. They will not do what he says. The businesses aren't complying, and they're saying no. And businesses, please step up. Please step up and say no to this nonsense, please.
Oh, absolutely. And I heard one of your callers say in May, he has it, I have not worn a mask. In fact, I took one of my masks and cut the center out.
I love it. So did Uncle Milty.
Hey, it's a mask, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But at the Trump rally, Madeline Kaczynski,
do you know
her?
She's
running for governor?
She's running
write
as a write-in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As a write-in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I'll go for anybody other than the governor we have right now.
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, Indiana co-host Melissa was telling me they're just about to put in a libertarian governor because everybody's so frustrated for the first time. For the first time, they are inches away from putting in a libertarian governor. That's amazing.
Well, you know, it can't be worse than what we have right now.
No, it can't be. He's on the list for being bought by China. That's really pathetic.
Serious?
Yeah, for taking bribes from China.
Kate, you need to keep doing what you're doing. God bless you and what you're doing, because I'm not informed as much with the state and local level as I am with national, because that's a hotbed too.
Right.
So thank you. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
Appreciate it.
You have a lot of followers. So please.
Thank you.
Don't get discouraged or frustrated. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. That means so much to me. Thank you so much. Really appreciate the kind words. I'm frustrated. I'm beyond. I can't. 9.5 months later, now we're doing a mask mandate. How ridiculous do we look?
And they didn't even name the baby yet.
How ridiculous.
It is.
I'd be so embarrassed to stand up there and say, now we're going to have a mask mandate after 9.5 months and all these other states are finally saying no to the mask mandate. The WHO comes out, of all the corrupt agencies, the WHO comes out and says lockdowns, mandates, they are not doing anything. They're not doing a thing as far as the spread of any kind of virus. In fact, Judy Mikovits on my show, worked with Fauci, says the masks are going to cause cancer. You are getting bacterial pneumonia. The kids are getting hand and foot from wearing the mask all the time. And our corrupt governor is telling you you're going to have to wear it all the time and that you're not going to gather with friends and family for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Halloween? Are you going to put up with this? We can't be this nuts to put up with this. Please, please tell me that you're not going to, that you're just going to ignore what he's saying because we have to ignore him. I'm so disgusted. I don't even know what to say. And And Spencer Cox is going to be the exact same thing for another 4 years. And we're tolerating it. Unless we do something drastically different. Other states are doing drastically different things here. They really are. We better step it up. Spencer Cox is awful. He's awful. Oh my gosh. I'm scared. I actually am looking at going to South Dakota. Where else are we going to flee to? Is everyone in the country going to flee to South Dakota because they seem to have a governor that pulled her head out of her rear end early on and realized that, oh my gosh, she's not going to do any of this stuff to her people, that she didn't have the power to do it? Our governor thinks he has the power. 7 p.m. tomorrow night. You better attend. All I can say is Morgan Philpott's coming down here to talk at the Red Lion 7 p.m. Wednesday night about the lawsuit against the governor. Please make it happen quick. That's all I have to say. I'm floored. Just completely floored. They came out with new restrictions today as far as a mask mandate goes for the state.
I'm speechless.
I am too. I'm honestly speechless, and nothing's going to be good unless it's sanctioned by the government. Did you hear that statement?
Yeah.
If it's sanctioned by the government, then you can't catch anything. You can't catch anything. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. I just wanted to point out two things I noticed that were said at the end.
Sure.
And this is a direct quote. It means literally nothing without our engagement. So I hope Utah heard that.
Without the government's engagement.
No, without ours.
Without our engagement.
If we don't engage, then what they're saying means literally nothing. And that's a direct quote from them.
Yeah.
So I hope that Utah heard that.
Thank you for saying that. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, my gosh.
That statement actually says if you don't comply...
We can't do anything. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, that's a great point. We don't have to comply with this. Just this quickly, there's thousands of responses on Facebook from people. One of the good ones is that it's without evidence of anyone, you know, proving that someone is sick, it's a violation of due process.
It is. You're right.
Let the lawsuits get started, this person is saying on here, and it's... if this is highly enforced, it's going to be open season against Utah.
Wow.
There's a lot of people speaking out against it.
Yeah, yeah. They've tipped their hand finally to the extreme that I do hope this is an honest wake-up call for people. I really do. If this isn't it, then we're kind of screwed. Because if this doesn't jar people out of this nonsense and say, oh my gosh, look around you. Are people dying? Are they actually dying? And they're doing a mask mandate and limiting gatherings of friends and family. They're telling you who you can get together with and who you can't. They don't have the authority. They don't have the authority to do this. So don't comply.
And they, it makes you wonder if this mask thing, they're pushing this so far, so long, you know, with no need. It makes you wonder, I mean, this must really be a placeholder for vaccines or
it has to be.
For that or something.
It has to be. Thank you for that. Yeah. Really appreciate it. Oh, my gosh. I can't even.
Fortunately for me, when I have a gathering of all my friends, it's only three people. So I don't have to worry.
Wow. I'm literally stunned. I live in an area where they're telling my area that you cannot have a family gathering, an event, a celebration, a birthday party, a barbecue, a let's get together and play cards with more than 25 people. Don't comply. Yeah. Don't comply to this. If you comply, I'm sorry, you're a complete moron.
There are people right now getting ready to cancel their wedding because of this.
Yes.
How sad is that?
Funerals. No one can go to funerals. People are not having instances of funerals. Do you know how many weddings I've been invited to where they had the strictest of coronavirus rules at them? And I just shake my head. We're going along with the nonsense. In fact, we're going overboard. To what? Please, the few individuals that are psychotic? I don't even know why anyone would go along with this. Of course.
They're just trying to scare people.
I know.
That's all there is. There's lots of things in the news today trying to scare people.
Even the cases are under what? Even the cases, if you just go by the cases and not the deaths.
If you just go by the caseload in southern Utah.
Under 1%.
The death rate is well under 1%.
Case rate. Yeah. Case rate is under 1%.
If you go by population, it's ridiculously nothing. But but even if you use cases,
it's
under 1%.
Doesn't even register as a percentage. That's how slim it is. That's how nothing it is. We had more cases with flu and pneumonia 2 years ago.
Yeah. And so there was another article today that 9 months into this, they say somebody in the United States finally got it for a second time. But they don't say, they say he's 25 years old.
Right.
They don't say when he had it the first time. They don't say if he has any comorbidities.
He had the sniffles for about 3 or 4 days, and now he's got the sniffles again.
And he's alive.
Wow. Oh, my gosh.
But he's had it twice. We better start worrying about that.
Thanks, Forbes. You know you get the truth from Forbes, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're right up there with Time and Newsweek and the New York Times and the Washington Compost.
I get all my news from Forbes.
Oh, my gosh, you guys. Please don't comply. This is just garbage. It's nonsense and it's garbage. And no wonder the Chamber of Commerce in St. George came out with Safe Utah. They want to award the businesses that are going to go along with this nonsense. I will not shop in a business that puts up their little badge of honor from the government. I'm sorry. No way are you getting my dollars. I'm so disgusted right now that I can't even hardly talk. I'm serious. It's that bad. We put up with a lot of nonsense and a lot of UN stuff and a lot of ode to really the New World Order with this government we have right now. And guess what, folks? Did you know that your state senators will not end this ridiculousness for the state emergency? They can't talk them into it. The House, the legislature, they can. The state senators are the ones that are dragging their stuff. They won't do it. Go tell Ibsen, go tell Vickers that Ward, do you guys remember when he wore a crown of his constituents' letters to mock his constituents? Go tell Brad Last, who writes all your tax bills, who goes along with all of this hook, line, and sinker. Go ask them why they're in favor of this state of emergency, why they won't go up against the governor because they want his favors so bad. Go. Seriously, go ask them. They could put down this nonsense in 2 seconds. They could do a joint resolution, get rid of the state of emergency, and it would absolutely make everything that was just said in that press conference obsolete. And it's going to be obsolete anyway because people aren't going to buy this. This is too far. They've gone too far.
Yep.
They've gone too far in the level of corruption. So there you go. We'll see what happens next, Utahns. You going to comply? You going to listen to this load of horse doo-doo? You going to listen to this? Are you going to ignore them? I would ignore if I were you. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show. I have a lot to share with you in the next hour.